Dear friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Pesachim Siman Zayin, Chelek Orach Chaim, about Chazaka Derava, relying on the assumption that a 12-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy have also brought simanim, making them full-fledged adults. When you're relying on that, when you are not, and the Gemara is mechalek between chalitza, where you don't rely on it, and a case of miyun, or refusal, where you do rely on it, that you assume that miyun can only be done until 12, when a girl is married rabbinically, so you assume a chazaka derava by miyun, but not by chalitza, and that is Gemara and Nida, and we're discussing tefillin. If stam was written for by someone who's you're not sure, he's over 13, but you're not sure if he brought simanim, if you can use those tefillins. That was our discussion last time. We spoke somewhat at length, at 28 minutes worth, and now we are going to continue. So, when you're doing the checking, if one needs b'chal to check, but assuming you need to check, then in Pashtus, it's enough even if one aide checks. Kama b'tika l'chalitza, mahani b'tikas nashim, v'afi sha'achas. It's just like you check for chalitza in order to make sure that the girl has simanim that she could do chalitza, that she's a gedola. So it's enough to have b'tikas nashim, even one isha. You don't need two proper kosher Jewish witnesses. Why not? So you have the help of the Chazaka Derava. So what does the Chazaka Derava tell you? That she's already 12. So that, together with the fact that Anisha checked her, that should suffice. So here also, let's say that Eid Echad is going to be enough to make sure that this boy has simanim. We call Makom Yeshlad and Kevin the Larif. However, as we discussed at length in the previous shiur, we have Shitas Harif, and those in his group, in his category, will hold that a chalitza of ketan is only possible midirabbanan. The whole thing is a din derabbanan. So why are we more machmir in chalitza? As we discussed in the previous shiur, it's a cheskes iser, but there the whole thing is derabbanan. Here we're talking about the Raisa. So there, where there's a Bitika Kala, it's only the Rabbanon, one is enough. But here we're in a Raisa level, you need two. Maybe you need two. For tefillin, maybe you need two. If you came and need done the tefillin, Yeshlam the boy Bitika Malide Bebez Eidim. So you can't prove from there about the Raisas. There you can only prove the Rabbanon according to the Rif, Visiato. But not the Raisas. If you hope shot in the Gemara there is that Chalit is the Raisa, and one witness is enough, so then Huadin Kan. But if you hold there, the pshat is that it's the Rabbanon, and here where it's the Raisa, you need to aid him. So, says Rabbeinu, L'chor yesh lodin l'hokal b'meman of shach. So l'chora, we could be makel with a meman of shach. Im nodim k'fi derech ha-beiz anis keres, the tefillin of birch samazin lo mikri l'cheska sisir. If we go with the second mahalach we had in the previous shir, that's tefillin birch samazin. Our cheskas chiv, the cheskas chiv is not to be equated with a cheskas isir. Im came in Mela Hadin de Mahani Eid Echad, there's no Cheskas Isser. So Eid Echad is good enough. Doid Echad Neamon bi Isurin below Ischazik Isura. Because in Eid Echad is Neamon in Isurim. In the absence of a Cheskas Isser. So let's assume, like, that tefillin and birkas hamazon are not called the cheskas chiv, is not called the cheskas iser. So eid echad is neman b'isurim. There's no cheskas iser. So here eid echad would be enough. V'mikri cheskas iser. And if you're going to say that it is, that cheskas chiv is like a cheskas iser. V'meilu medepasek haramadil tefil samchina nachazaka derava below b'diko. Al karchach the sviru like sheet satisfis. The chalitzas ketana psula deraisa. Kumashi kasafti lea. B'derecha aleph. So let's say you consider it a cheskas chiyuv. So if it's a cheskas chiyuv, from the fact that the Rama paskins that for tefillah, you're someich on the chazaka de Rava below Bedika. How are you someich on the chazaka de Rava below Bedika for tefillah? Is a cheskas chiyuv. So it must be that he holds like Shita Satosis. And what's Shita Satosis? Shita Satosis is that, you know what the problem with chalitza is? Not that there's a cheskas iser, but the problem with chalitza is that it's daraisa. The chalitza is kanapsul b'daraisa. So the issue there is that it's daraisa. Im kein shaper muchach mechalitza dafil b'daraisa mani b'dika kala kevin smeach chazaka d'rusea chazaka d'rava. So it must be that for chalitza, where the Gemara says one witness is enough, so it must be that even in daraisas one witness suffices. So you have a manufshach. If you hold that it's no cheskas iser, so no cheskas iser, you're cool with 118. And if you hold that it is a cheskas iser, so then how did the Rama paskin that you're samech and chazaka d'rava without checking? It must be that he holds like Tosis that the issue with chalitza, the reason you need a bedika b'chlal, is because it's daraisa. But the moment you're in derabanan, you don't need a bedika. But even if it's daraisa, right? Even if it's daraisa, the issue is that it's daraisa. That's why chalitza requires bedika, because it's daraisa. Can't because it's cheskas iser. Because why then is the Rama makel by tefila? Why then is the Rama makel regarding tefila? And he says you don't need chazaka d'rava. What about the cheskas iser? So it must be he holds the issue is not that it's a cheskas iser. He holds the issue is the reason by chalitza you need bedika is because it's daraisa. Oh, so by daraisa chalitza you need a bedika, but the Gemara says only 1 8. So manav shach it's only 1 8, either because chalitza is daraisa and chalitza only needs 1 8, or because it's not considered a cheskas iser b'chlal. And therefore 1 8 would be enough, because 1 8 is nama negative below chazak isura. So either way you spin it, you have a you can be samech on 1 8. Ulam, continues Rabbeinu, ain't a raya, it's not a raya. The Shlomo the Mikvi Cheskas Iser. Really, you can say that it's called a Cheskas Iser. Uma the Pasuk Haramadu L'Tfilin Lo Tzarech Bedika. And that the Rama paskins that for Tfilin you don't need a Bedika, Lo Mishum the Pasuk Bevadik Shita Satosis. It's not because the Rama paskins Bevadik Shita Satosis that it's that the reason for Chalitza need Bedika is because it's Daraisa. No. Ella, the bidrabbonon, some chidin al shita satosis, the chalitza ktana psula daraisa, v'lek arayla the gabidrabbonon, shall lismo hachazaka de rava. Because in a dirabbonon case, the Rama isn't sure. So he's not sure k'th shita satosis. That the issue is that only daraisis need bidika. So what did the Rama decide? He decided like this. When it's derabbanan, will be samech on tosis that only daraisas need bedika, and chalitzas ketana is psula daraisa. That's why I need a bedika, and there's no raya for derabbanan not to be samech on chazaka derava. So by tefila, the Rama said be samech on chazaka derava. Aval b'mili daraisa, but the Rama was also misupik that. Maybe in Doraisa you need a dechot. B'mili Doraisa l'ni bedika idei dechot, by an inyan Doraisa with regard to bedika by a dechot, right? If you on that side, that if you now you're in the realm of if you're in the realm of derabbanan, so the Rama says go with the derabbanan. Everything is okay, and be somech on shitas tosfos. That the issue, the reason, when you only need bedika when it comes to daraisa is not derabbanan. So that's if you're in derabbanan. But if you're in the realm of daraisa with regard to bedika idei echad, that there are those who hold that by daraisa. Tosfos, you need a bedika by one person, but maybe we're choshish l'shitas harifa Rambam, the chalitzas ketana derabanan, Maybe we're choshish for the shita of the Rif and the Rambam that chalitzas ketan is only dirabbanon. V'leka raya lismuch de b'daraisis sagi b'dika kala. You have no raya for daraisis. You only have a raya for daraisis if you hold like shita satosis. And then you can have a b'dika hidei rechad. But maybe the Rama would say to be choshish for the shita of the Rif and the Rambam that the reason chalitza needs a b'dika by one person is because it's dirabbanon. But if it would be Daraisa, you can't be Samech on one person. So maybe the Rama really isn't sure how to learn the Gemara. For Tefillah, he's Mekil because we're in the realm of Dirabonans. So he says, be Mekil. But maybe in the realm of Daraisa, he says to be Machmir. That Pshat in the Gemara is like the Rif in the Rambam, and only Dirabonans require a Bedikah of 8 Echad, but Daraisa's, 1 8 is not enough. You would require 2. So according to what we're saying now, you would need 2 Edim to do the Bedikah if we're dealing with Daraisa's. Omnam, afal pichain yesh lodin misfek sveka, continues Rabbeinu, that we can be done here, a sveik sveka, the famous double doubt. I like saying that, double doubt. So, sofik yeshita sat tesvis. So maybe Tosis is correct, and chalitzis ketana is psula d'araisa, and 1 8 is enough. Umuchach daf d'araisa, kevin de mesiach hazaka d'arav is sagi bibedika seyd echot. It's muchach that even Doraisa, since we have the help of Chazaka Durava, it's enough to have the Bedika of one person. V'im timsiloimar kerif v'arambam, and if you want to go with the Rif and the Rambam, that Chalitzis Ketana is the Rabbanan, and there's no Raya from there. And if Chalitzis Ketana is the Rabbanan, there's no Raya from there. Regarding Doraisa, so maybe Doraisa needs 2, no. Hamikol makom ikar hadin. The aid echad eino neman bischazik isura zehu rak sof misofik ibaya delo ifshita biyavomis reish perika isha rabba. That aid echad is not believed in a cheska isur doraisa. That's a debate. Could be that an aid echad is believed. It's daf peches, famous gemara in yavomis. Could be that Eid Echad is believed by a Ischazik Isura. So even if you hold that the issue in the Gemara by Chalitza is that it's a Cheskas Isur, like the Rif and the Rambam hold. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, but then you have no Raya regarding Doraisas like Tefillin, that 1 8 would be enough. No, because there's a Tzad in the Gemara that 1 8 is enough, even if there's a Cheskas Isur by Doraisas. So if you rely on that, then that's what you rely on, that Suffolk, that Tzad in the Gemara, that by Cheskas Isur 1 8 is enough, then 1 8 would be enough here. Even by Doraisas. So you have a Sveik Sveik, a Sofik Yeshita Satosvas, that by Doraisa, you see in the Gemara, the Chalitza's Doraisa, and 1 8 is enough. And in Timtzi Lomar, that the Gemara is only talking at Darabanan level, you have no Raya for Doraisa, but you have a different Gemara that tells you for Doraisa 1 8 is Beseder. So we have a Tzvek Tzvek Bedina. Tzvek Tzvek about a din, right? The second suffix is a suffix Ledina. Is that Echad Naman Bechas Ischosatik Yisura or not? So if you have a Tzvek Tzvek Bedina, a lot of poskim hold that that's Pseder Gomor. Kamo Sheharachti B'mokom Achir. As I was married in another place. So we have a Tzvek Tzvek, 1 8 would be enough. So here, Rabbeinu was Mosif from Nahashmatos, what he wrote later on. So he brings a raya lehefich. The lechayra raya, the sphere le letoisis, the sveik sveika, the dina is not called the sveik sveika. What's the raya? So the raya is, that's what I love about Torah, we're talking about tefillin, and we're talking about chalitza. Tefillin's connected to chalitza, which is connected to miyun, which is now going to be connected to the din of a koi, or a kvi, depending on how you pronounce it. So what's the raya? The raya is as follows. From Tosas in Chulin, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the Rebbe Eliezer holds an Ayin Tes Amud Beis in Chulin, that a koi, there's no din of Osov and Esbeno. Why? Because a koi has a din like a chaya, and Osov and Esbeno is only talking about a behem and not a chaya. So that's number one. Number two, on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Rebbe Eliezer holds that a koi is pater from Matanos Zora L'Chayayim in Keva like a chaya. So again, it's a chaya. It's a chaya out to Osov Esbeno, and we assume that it's a chaya out to Matanos Zora L'Chayayim V'Keva. You don't have to give these Matanos to the Kohen, out to chaya. But it's also Mashm over there that he holds that it's Chaylev is Osir, Chaylev who is Osir, V'Chaya no, of a behema. So when it comes to Chaylev, he holds that it's like a behema. So what's Shitas Rebbe Eliezer? Would the Rebbe Eliezer please stand up? Is it Koya Chaya or Behema? So for that, Tosis writes in Chulin 79a that Be'emes Misafkale L'Reb Eliezer. If this Koy is a Behema or a Chaya, he's Erata Sofek, as they say in Portuguese. Tosis explains that this Koy is a Tayish, which is a Ser Behema, who has Bia with its Tzvia, which is a Chaya. And this Koi was born from this union. So you have a Behema father, a Se of a father, and a Chaya of a mother. And the Sufik of Eliezer is, do we say, Se v'afilu miksa Se? That as long as it's a little bit of a Se, that's enough to make it considered a Se. So when it comes to the Malkus of Osov Esbeno, we're going to pater him. We're going to say it's a Chaya because we don't want to give him Malkus Misafik. And when he says that Koya ain't Osav Esbeno Noigbo, it means Linyan Malkus from the fact that it's a suffix. Not Linyan Isser, Linyan Malkus. Isser be Machme. Avala Inyan Chelbo, when it comes to the Chelev, when it comes to the forbidden fats, be Machmer and Misafik, and don't eat it, assume that it is a Behema. When it comes to the Chalev, it's also Muchach. Rabbi Eliezer isn't sure if Choshish in the Zera Ha'av, if we're Choshish for the Zera of the Father. Because if we're Vade Choshish for the Zera of the Father, that he's considered a son, even B'miktsaso Ke'av Shu'useh, even if it's only partially from a behema, only partially from a seh, it's only the father is a seh. So if so, if we were vade choshish lezera ha'av, then there'd definitely be a chi of matanas. Can the bevor hasim begemara l'Rebbe Lezer? Ayin sham in the gemara. So he's mesupik also if or choshish lezera ha'av. So he has a double suffix. He has a double suffix. One suffix is, are you choshish for zera ha'av? And another suffix is, do we say sev afilu miktsase? Those are the two sveikas. So lechora, we then would have a kasha. Le'inyan chelbo, there should be a sveik sveika. Le'inyan chelbo, that we aser, we should be matir. Why? Because suffix Ilo choshishim lezera av. There's a tzad we're not choshish lezera av, and on that tzad, it's only like a tzvi whose chelev is mutter. There's another suffix. Maybe we don't say seva filu miktsase. We don't make this drush over here of seva filu miktsase. It's not enough miktsase. And therefore we consider it a chaya. So the chelu should be mutter. Because maybe we're not choshish for zera av and we don't say seva filu miktsase. So we have a sveik sveika. So since these are sveikas ladina, it must be that we don't say them. And therefore you now eat the chelev. So here he has a raya that we don't say a sveik sveika ladina. And if so, then one aid would not be enough to check the simanim of this boy. Agopanim yotze mizeh, the chalitzas kotten, the vaday posel doiraisa. So it emerged from this that the chalitza of a kotten, which is definitely posel doiraisa, there's no shaila. Chalitzas ketana, there's a machlokas. But a chalitzas kotten, which is vaday posel doiraisa, ishlomer the tzorach ay bedika ayde beis edim. There would have to be bedika al yidei shnei edim. The yesh lachos l'shitas harif v'arambam de chalitzas ketana b'derabonon. Because you should be choshish that l'shitas harif v'arambam chalitzas ketana is derabonon, and that's why one aid suffices. But chalitzas katan, where he would need to be 13, which is pasul daraisa, there he would need two aidim. Ve'ein raya mechalitzas ketana l'katan. And there's no raya that one aid is enough for a ketana, that one aid would be enough for a katan. The chalitza mikri dovar shebe'erva kamash kasev and amukah Yosef perkit beis yivomis hadarmin and beis edim roa mibachutz bevadein echad mahami bahani veleka sveik sveika. And chalitza is a dovar shebe'erva, as the Nemuke Yosef writes. So, if it's a Davar Sheb'erva, you need two Eidim. If it's a Davar Sheb'erva Daraisa, two Eidim. V'chidish be'enai shelo matzasi mi shehara b'zeh. And he says, a grace of chiddush, that nobody made this ha'ara, that by a katan you need to weigh them. So, we have Baruch Hashem gone in the second leg of our journey through this very fascinating tshuva. And he goes on a little bit longer, somewhat longer. And obviously there are many, many tshuvas, so it's a big schus to be able to learn this. And Amir Tzashem, in the Kimin de Kishiurim, please God, we will, I'm hoping God gives us life and Simchas Chaim and Kochos and the financial means to continue. We will continue. B'simcha uvetuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.